fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 18th day of December, year of our Lord, 2019, and welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that Adam Schiff, if he says it at all, really doesn't believe it. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, if you live in an area where it's cold right now, you need to take advantage of that for training and go backpacking in the woods when it's cold, when it's snowing. At least 2 nights out there, it's a wake-up call, especially when everything that you need is carried on your back as opposed to having a truck or a car, something full of all kinds of things to keep you warm and toasty. It's a real wake-up call. I've done it, and I encourage everybody to do it so they know what it's like and that they can actually do this and survive and actually be comfortable. That's your proper tip of the day. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished archaeologist, consulting with foreign governments about various archaeological matters. He's a weekly radio talk show host and the author of 11 books. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. Sir, I don't know if you're aware of it, but President Trump wrote a letter to Speaker Pelosi. It's 5.5 pages, 6 pages officially. It's extremely well done. It will be posted on my website, hopefully before the end of the day. It's something he wrote, President Trump wrote, to make and document what's happened up to this point for the historical record. He has no expectation. I don't believe it will change anything. But he makes a really strong case as to what's happened up to now in this impeachment fiasco that's going on. I'm encouraging everybody to get that letter and read that letter and circulate it. It's a very powerful document, sir.
Well, this whole thing is a partisan hit job, and this is not what impeachment was meant for. This was meant for someone who was trading the country, and Trump has done anything but that. But the whole issue here is a complete partisan hack job, and it's promoted by the fake media who is owned in this country. It's not news media. It's not a reporting media. It's an agency that's run top-down, where you see the news reporters saying exactly the same thing across the board, blanket coverage of terms, like they'll say damning reports, and all of them will say it in the same day, right, or some other phrase, catchphrase. So this is completely controlled, and very few people, my personal estimate is around 80%, maybe more, maybe 85% of the country is behind Trump. And those are the real numbers. And of course, they have statistics out there claiming that Joe Biden is leading Trump in the presidential, polls, pre-election polls or something, which is absolutely...
As I frequently... Jim, if you and I announce a speaking engagement, we could fill up a room with 300 people in a heartbeat. Joe Biden had one up in, was it Vermont or New Hampshire, where 60 people were showing up. This guy doesn't have a chance of being elected president. But going back to the impeachment, apparently the Democrats have blackmail material on a number of Republican senators that they will use to get them to vote for conviction. President Trump is aware of this and has the same blackmail material, and putting these senators in a real trick bag that they probably don't want to be in.
And that's something that happens when these guys first go to Washington. They bring them to parties with girls and whatever, and they get them on film. Right. So and so they're compromised, so they're controlled.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. And yes, it's the first term when they first get there as a congressman or a senator. Typically, a senator will be a congressman first, and the typical career path would put these people in the House of Representatives in their early to mid-30s, typically is what you see. Still relatively young, relatively naive, and they get invited to parties where they're treated worldly, and set up with an attractive woman or a handsome young man or both in a compromising position, which is photographed and videotaped, and then they got them the rest of their lives, don't they?
Yeah, well, John, I have a little story. I won't tell the whole situation, but that they tried to do that to me and at a scientific meeting, and I caught on to it. In fact, I had a friend who had contacts, and I found out that this woman they sent was from the CIA. When I caught her at it, and I accused her of it to her face, and she kind of goes, "Well, what do you mean?" And I named off all of her bosses and handlers. Right. And she couldn't believe it. And she literally walked over to the wall and put her head against the wall, knowing that I knew what she was up to the whole time. So she didn't entrap me, but she had been sent. And let me tell you, a very beautiful, smart, intelligent woman. And later, we became friends, just friends. And so I called her my CIA girlfriend, jokingly.
I've heard you refer to her previously, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, they tried that on me, didn't work. They want to compromise people, and that's one of the techniques they use. The other is going after your paycheck, which works for, they have techniques that work on most people. They don't work on me. And they found that out the hard way.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if the CIA was behind you getting fired from Cornell or not, but as we've said a number of times, Jim, you're losing those two positions in mathematics and astrophysics led to you having an audience of tens of thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands of people, as opposed to a few hundred students a semester. So their plan backfired, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But it's amazing the coordinated effort that now I realize looking at retrospect, but you have to understand this was in 1979 when I was at Cornell. That was when I had the run-in with the physics department. But they made it very clear I was not to talk to students about my work, and they were very specific. It wasn't an issue of me talking to students. I couldn't talk to them about my work. I was forbidden. And they had a woman, Mrs. Dr. Robertson. She was a PhD physics professor who literally followed me around campus and to make sure I didn't talk to kids. That's how worried they were that I would talk to students about my work, dealing with comets and electrical nature, the solar system, etc.
And your theoretical work at the time has been proven over the past 40 years to be true. I recall one story that where you attempted to warn NASA by trailing out a carbon fiber antenna tail behind one of their space vehicles. You attempted to warn them. They may blow the thing up, but they didn't pay heed, did they? What happened?
Well, it was the space tether, it was called. It was an experiment, and the original idea was to let this tether out with a weight at the end. We're supposed to go out a couple kilometers, just a little thin carbon string, conductive string. And I told them, I went to their laboratory out in Palos Altos, California, where I found them stealing one of my inventions. That's how I got hooked up with this group. And I told them, don't do this. You know, you're going to discharge the local capacitor. Well, they went ahead and did it. And the thing didn't get out more than a couple hundred yards, and they got a big discharge. It blew one of the doors off the space shuttle. It almost came off the hinges and knocked out all their computers. They had to come back in on a utility computer. They had to reprogram it, and that's how they got back down to Earth, because of this stupid experiment. But, that was the space tether, it was called.
Did you send them a "I told you so" note? You should have.
No, I think they. I didn't get my Christmas card again that year from NASA either.
Well,
I'm still waiting. I didn't get one this year either. I'm waiting with bated breath, but I have not gotten it this year again.
Very disappointing. Jim, there's a lot of concern about. Matters concerning geology, volcanoes and earthquakes up in the Cascade Mountains, which are really volcanoes, the Pacific Northwest, Washington State, Oregon. We got five volcanoes venting as we speak. You know, a lot of activity in the subduction zone right up the coast from Seattle. What are your thoughts on all that activity, sir?
Well, it's happening, and Yellowstone becomes active and then quells a little bit. The main volcano there on the island of Big Island of Hawaii, there are five volcanoes, and the second largest one and the largest one have had some tremors recently. So anyway, that's another place where they're having them. So yeah, these are active areas, and literally what's going on is deep in the ground, the water is moving, and when they hit the magma, that it expands and creates steam. And so anyway, remember when Mount St. Helens went off, there was no warning, it just went blam and blew the top off that mountain. So you know, we could find this, and then you find the volcano, was it in New Zealand?
Where
was
it? Well, actually, Jim, Mount St. Helens, they issued warnings for evacuations before it erupted.
Wait, just shortly before.
You're right. A gentleman named Harry Truman, of all things, refused to evacuate, and he's now lying underneath a couple hundred feet of ash. So you're right. The warning was not very far in advance, but there was a warning.
Right, right. In this, was it White Island that people were just visiting? And there's people were standing up at the caldera, looking over the side when this thing just went wham and went off. Some people had just gotten back onto the cruise ship, and there were still, I don't know how many people, there were something like 27 people extremely seriously injured and burned, and then I don't even know what the death toll was completed. They're just people missing. But I've been at the edge of calderas looking down in. But I can't even imagine, you know, looking down in, all of a sudden this thing blows sky high. I used to live in Mexico City, and every morning I'd get up and look across the city from the vantage point of my bedroom window and see the two volcanoes, Popocatépetl and Iztaccíhuatl, and recently Popo has been going off. So, the Earth is actively, is geologically very active. And that's because recently, in the past 10,000 years, the Earth has been shattered from major celestial events, something that's completely hidden from any academic studies or any knowledge. The most important events in man's history are completely obfuscated by science and by standard science.
Well, that brings up the title of one of Velikovsky's several books, Mankind in Amnesia.
Right, right. And it's, and in fact, that's what Carl Sagan was all about, and that's what my issues with Cornell was all about, was I was getting to the core issue, and they had just spent, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know who Velikovsky was when I was actually at Cornell. I'd been out of the country. I came back into the U.S. and got a teaching job there in the physics department, so I didn't really know who Velikovsky was. And Carl Sagan, who was the David Duncan Chair of Astronomy at Cornell, had led the charge to internationally defame Velikovsky, who had died just a couple of years earlier, before 1979 when I got to Cornell. So here I come taking NASA data and turning it into and saying, hey, these comets can be big, they can become planets. They're electrical in nature. Everything basically proving with NASA data exactly what Velikovsky was saying. So I had no idea what bee's nest I had stepped into. I only found out later.
And you would have been, in your late 20s, early 30s? You're a pretty young man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd have been about, early 30s, very early 30s.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, Jim, last night I was on the telephone with one of our listeners. He's going to Pakistan and India in about 6 weeks. And I said, well, when you get there, go to Kashmir. And I want you to go to a souvenir shop and buy me, and I'll reimburse you, buy me one of the trinkets they sell at the souvenir shop in Kashmir commemorating the nuclear devices discharged there 12,000 years ago. And he agreed to do so. I'm looking forward to getting that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, the before the Great Flood, which was thousands of years prior to the Moses event, that's when Venus, the comet, came through the solar system. Prior to the Noah's Flood, the Earth was heavily populated. It was very depopulated during the Great Flood, not completely. But then there was a pole shift when Venus came by. And, for example, Antarctica was a highly populated continent at the time. It was in a completely different location, completely different latitude than what it is now. And recently there's been a lot of activity down there, a lot of secret activity.
Decades, Jim. Not decades. Right. In fact, I'll be interviewing an Air Force pilot in the next month. The C-130 pilot, and talking to him about his trips to the Antarctic. We had a break. Call him at 800-313-9443.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th day of December. The John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise will not be going anywhere near any volcanoes, just to give you a heads up. That's not going to happen. But we'll have a lot of fun. We'll leave Florida the 9th of February, return a week later the 16th. There are still cabins available. Last time I checked with my cruise director, Betsy Murphy. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, here's her telephone, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live into the archive, please.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, shortwave, and on the wintertime frequency, 5.935 megahertz. And then it re-airs on WTWW. Did I say WWCR?
I don't believe you did that.
WWCR, yeah, Nashville, Tennessee. And then it re-airs on WTWW Nashville on Friday night and re-airs about five other times around the globe. And all of the ways to listen are on my webpage, including the archives. And then also my paid cast, $3.95 per month, on my webpage, and you get an extra lecture per week, deep dive into scientific topics. And I'm now putting together my educational program for a 200-week series in the Paidcast.
All right. Well, Jim, what topic do you want to go into next, sir?
John, you mentioned the C-130 pilot. I just posted on my webpage, I showed a picture of a C-17, it's called. It's called a Globemaster.
Right, right.
It's a heavy-duty cargo plane.
Right.
And I made the posting that a modified plane like this is how the secret space program is going into space. And what they can do is they can come up to an altitude of about 60,000 feet with the jet engines, open up the front, and launch any place in the world going into outer space. And that's how the secret space program goes into outer space. They don't use rockets. They use a rocket at that point, but it's a second stage. And they can launch 20 times a day. That's the real space program method of going into outer space. It's not with a SpaceX rocket. It's not with a NASA rocket, which they don't have any. That's the real way of getting into outer space. And that's being completely blocked from the public.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, both from an engineering standpoint and from a dollar standpoint. Those rockets taking off from Cape Canaveral are incredibly expensive. Putting a C-17 in the air is not a big deal in terms of either engineering or expense, either one, is it?
Right, exactly. And I talked about that, I think it was on my show last week, where I discuss where we should be as a civilization with space. And this whole facade, this big smokescreen that is NASA, now they're going to try and go back to the moon in 2024, they claim. And I'm sure that'll be delayed. But it's just, they're always going to do something, and never have done anything. So there's a great video out. It's NASA going nowhere. I think it's on YouTube. Somebody linked it to me and pretty much says everything I've been saying all along, but looks at it from a perspective of presidents, which is interesting, going back all the way to Eisenhower. And Kennedy, and how they're always going to do something, but never happens.
Well, you're right, Jim. And if it wasn't for you and your information, I would think, like most thinking adults, the purpose of NASA is to entertain grade school children.
Yeah, exactly. You know, of all those NASA summer camps with kids going to camps, less than 1,000 people have been into space in the United States space program. Just absolutely absurd. And now they want to wait. They want you to wait another 4 to 6 years to send 3 people, allegedly send them to the moon. You know, I mean, what is that going to do? It doesn't accomplish anything relative to the public getting into space. We should have common. Here's the thing with the real way of getting into space: every high school kid should have the opportunity to go into space today. We should have orbiting space stations. We should have amazing infrastructure. We should have manufacturing in outer space. Outer space should be like driving down to a national park or something. It should be part of our daily life. And I'm very much of the opinion that the Christy McCullough thing was a completely staged event, because every kid in the United States was watching that when that thing went off. And every kid got a very severe message that space is not for you. Don't go there. It's dangerous. You're all going to die. And that's where the space program for youth ended. So you're supposed to send your money there to support NASA, but don't you think about going there.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are back. Now we're back. Okay. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We hope to get the daily intelligence briefing back up to speed. I'm working on getting that done. I know many hundreds of you like to go there every day, including my friend Doug Hagman, to get up to date on what's going on. It's been a challenge, to say the least. We also hope by the end of the day to get President Trump's letter to Speaker Pelosi published on my website. I'll be talking to some of my friends, Dave Hodges and others, about getting this thing publicized as widely as possible. It needs to be publicized. And, of course, if you have arthritis issues, you need an energy cleaner. You do. You need an energy cleaner. If you have back pain, joint pain, the same thing. Or you're not sleeping like as great as a small child overnight like I do, you also need an energy cleaner. What a great gift for yourself. If you already have an energy cleaner, you probably know somebody close to you who has arthritis issues, pain issues. What a great gift. Getting it to you in time for Christmas would be possible. I can't promise it, but I got everything in stock right now for ready, immediate shipment. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order right there at my website under products at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, this is our long segment. What direction do you want to go, sir?
John, in Georgia, it was just announced that they purged 310,000 voter registrations because they were people that no longer lived there or they were dead. And the governor of Georgia did this. But this is what I've been saying. This is how the Democrats have been winning, by using those votes to stuff the ballot box. That's 4% of the population of Georgia was still on the voter rolls, and they got rid of these. The Democrats formed a group called the Fair Action Committee and tried to take this to court to block it. And so,
on what basis was there?
Well, those, John, those dead people have as much right to vote as you do.
I know that that's a tongue-in-cheek response, but what was the legal theory?
That's a Lyndon Johnson quote, by the way.
I would think
too early in the morning for no, but that's true. That's why exactly the, you know, they said that those people have the right to vote, and then people pointed out, well, you know, a lot of those are dead people. Oh well, of course not those, but no, the Fair Action, listen to the names they use, the Fair Action Committee, trying to block voter registration, fake voter registration from being expunged. But absolutely insane. This is what's going on around the country. Now, that's Georgia. Imagine Kentucky. Imagine Virginia, where this is going on. Look at Virginia, where 80% of the counties now are sanctuary counties, where the sheriffs had said they're going to deputize the entire county to allow them to have guns, against state laws that they're trying to pass to go in and take arms out of houses with the National Guard. This is getting goofy. But John, what's got to happen is that, you know, people have to start enforcing the Constitution, which says you have the right to bear arms, and anybody that tries to take it away should be put in prison. I mean, that's got to go in reverse, and that's where this thing has got to go.
Well, yeah,
because up to now there's been no consequence for people, you know, trying to take away arms from legitimate owners of firearms.
One of those counties in Virginia is forming a county militia. The sheriff, of course, will be the commander of that militia. I heard an interview with a sergeant at the command and control of the Virginia National Guard. I don't believe he knew it was being tape recorded. Regardless, he said that he and everybody he knows in the National Guard will stand behind their oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Governor has put himself in a trick bag. He won't have any assets to enforce his laws. County sheriffs are not going to go there. National Guard's not going to go there. And here's something. I was part of this culture for quite a few years, Jim. Every county has a sheriff's department. In most of those counties, the deputies, the sheriff's department will have at least one deputy, sometimes more than one, who's also a member of the National Guard in Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. Being,
of course.
Yeah.
They all know each other.
Sure.
They work together. They know each other. They're friends. They go to each other's children's birthday parties. And they're not about to attack one on the other to enforce unconstitutional laws. It's not going to happen. Like I said a moment ago, the governor of Virginia put himself in a trick bag, of which there will be no escape.
Well, John, it brings up the point. How did this joker even get elected? That's the problem, because this fake voting registration, that's how the Democrats won in 2016. Remember the Hillary Clinton, the kickback going to the governor's wife, and she was running for office, all of that money going back and forth for the Democrats. And of course, underneath all of this is the fake voter registration rolls. When I did my voter study on fraud, voter fraud, which surprised me, the primary cheating that goes on in the United States, which is massive, is the fake voter rolls. Tom Fenton in Judicial Watch went to California, took Los Angeles County to court, and they didn't want to get rid of their votes. Something like 800,000 in Los Angeles County alone in the greater Los Angeles area, 1.5 million people registered to vote on the rolls who aren't there. And they didn't want to expunge. They had to go to the Supreme Court to enforce expunging those records. So that's the way the Democrats are winning elections, is through complete fraud. It's not people, in Virginia is a perfect case. How could a state that's that completely opposed to this elect a guy that, that's completely on the other end of the spectrum? It's not even possible. And that's a clear-cut case of voter fraud.
It is. It is a clear-cut case. Well, Jim, your work in this area is very important, and we need to make your work more available and more widely known, especially your work concerning what really happened in the 2016 election and how Donald Trump legitimately won the popular vote in addition to the Electoral College once the fraudulent votes were taken away from the equation. That's important. It needs to be more widely spread around, sir.
Right. Well, and there's 10 major cheating centers in the country, and we know exactly where they are, and at the precinct level. I mean, and then there's probably another 10 minor locations like Milwaukee, Madison, Detroit, and I mean, those are still big areas. And the other thing is that these places like in Milwaukee, they found 10,000 votes in Milwaukee precincts alone during the Jill Stein recount, where they just wrote in a bigger number for Hillary Clinton. They like doubled, in some cases tripled, the number of votes she actually got. And she still lost the state officially.
The vote fraud is just widespread, very widespread.
And these people believe that they have the right to do this. It's like a kid cheating on a test who thinks that they got to do this. Or how about these actors who pay for their kids to get high scores on SAT tests? You know, they think that they have the right to do this. And, the issue is we got to stop it. We got to take these people, get them out of there, and have fair elections. And my estimate is that if there were fair elections, this thing in Virginia would not be happening. The thing in Kentucky would not be happening. Georgia is trying to clean up its act, and there are places that are trying to clean up. You have South Florida, Miami-Dade County, where there's massive cheating going on. My estimate is that there are senators and congressmen who've never won a fair election in their entire lifetime of being congressional members. When AOC won in New York, Nancy Pelosi said that a glass of water could win in New York on the Democratic ticket. That was Nancy Pelosi's comment. And what she meant was anybody could win. It's the voting machine the political machine that's set up in New York is going to win for the Democratic Party.
Yes. Well, Pelosi... She's the one who had a bona fide Chinese spy working as her personal driver for, what, more than 20 years?
Well, that was, that's what's her name. Well, I don't think it was Pelosi, it was...
Feinstein?
Feinstein, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And Chuck Schumer has finally come out of his cage and has been speaking lately, but he was invisible during the whole House hearing. He did not show his little face at all. So anyway, this whole impeachment thing, it's a completely a partisan issue, and that's the biggest point. You don't impeach presidents along party lines. That's a political hack job, nothing more, nothing less.
It is. It is, and nothing more.
And it's lowering the standard for impeachment. Otherwise, you know, for the rest of history, we're going to go back and forth. One party is going to try and impeach the other. If it's a political party hack job, then
one commentator made a very astute analysis that the impeachment has to do with reading the mind of the president. Even though he did not demand quid pro quo, he was thinking that he wanted quid pro quo. quid pro quo.
Right. Well, that was the Adam Schiff thing, that here is what he intended to say, and he made up this thing, you know, and repeated it.
Right.
Yeah, that was the his interpretation of what Trump was thinking. The mind control police are out there in full force in Washington, just imagining what Trump is thinking. But it's really a bad situation. John, can we speak about sports on this show a little bit?
Of course we can. Absolutely. Go for it.
Well, this year, the Heisman is a very interesting thing. A lot of times there's running backs. But this year, the winner, Joe Burrow, not that he didn't deserve it. If Roger Staubach says that, you know, all of the things that happened, he completed 80% of his passes, took LSU to the up to the point where they're at now. But interestingly enough, of course, Joe Burrow was the second string quarterback at Ohio State, where he didn't get to play. So he moved down to LSU. And now it could end up that either Clemson or LSU or Ohio State and LSU would be in the national championship. So anyway, what's interesting is the Clemson quarterback, from what I understand, is the first pick for the NFL draft coming up in the spring. And he didn't even get on the list for the Heisman Trophy, and he potentially could win the national championship over the Heisman Trophy winner. So this is kind of a interesting situation, where the Heisman Trophy winner would not win the national championship. And, you know, that would be, if they left the boat until after the national championship, things could change. But anyway, it's just, there's just so many good quarterbacks up there. That's the level of competition when you get up at the tippity top of the sports world, the college sports world.
Yes. Yeah. It's the whole sports world is rather confusing and convoluted, isn't it?
Well, when you start voting on people, you know, that, you know, we don't vote for national champions in any other sport except football. I think it's the only one. I think soccer is, you know, not major league as much as football or baseball, but still, you don't vote. You know, you get out there and play, and then the winner is decided.
Amazing.
There's a funny story. This girlfriend of this one Heisman Trophy winner, and I forget, it was one of the running backs. She says, "Why don't you take that thing off of the mantle on our fireplace?" And he goes, "Well, that's the Heisman Trophy." And she says, "Well, yeah, all of our friends have one of those."
All of our friends have one of those?
Yeah, right. Like anybody has one of those things, you know. Anyway, well, one of those little funny things I read, that's from long ago.
Right. Well, that's not the circles I travel in among Heisman Trophy winners. amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we got our last break coming up here pretty soon, Jim, we'll look for some final comments from you after that break. Where did this hour go?
Yeah, it just flew by. But
John, Jim, this would be the last show this year for you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So, yes. And next time we have you on air, it will be 2020.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, this is amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to a very bright year 2020. 2019 for me was a building year and somewhat of recovery from spending the prior year and a half in the XPRIZE thing, where I dedicated a tremendous amount of time and effort and resources. And it took 2019 was somewhat of a recovery year, getting back to normal and getting all of the business things moving that would have been much better if I would have pulled out the win on that particular event. But at any rate, that's another piece of history there. But 2019 for people.
Hold that thought. We'll get our last break, Jim. We'll be right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Darren Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th of December. Well, Jim, this is your 2019 swan song, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let me quick summarize a couple things as we move into next year. Like I say, next year I have big expectations. I just brought online my shipping container product line, where you can get custom buildings, shipping container buildings, direct from the factory. These are brand new, never used, not even a one-time use. You can have doors and windows put in. They're reinforced and painted at the factory. and then delivered to your doorstep, or a single container if you want a storage building or a heavy shed or something. Those are on my webpage. But I just want to mention what I've been trying to do is position myself in front of energy and water. And those are the things I've concentrated on with the wing generator and the wall, the water products, literally water from the air, reverse osmosis, water filtration, water pumping and storage. And then the shipping containers, that's kind of a byproduct of the wing generator business, where I needed containers, very good buildings to store electronics in for the wing generators. And so that started the whole container business. But anyway, all of these things set up. Plus, I got a Patreon channel now that just came up online. And so I'm looking in 2020 as a year where all of these things kick into gear and help out the public. All of these things are very necessary items. And John, I just want to end by saying a criticism of scientists. There was a time when scientists, especially top scientists, were vocal in the political arena, and now they're all quiet as church mouse because they don't want to affect their grants or their, you know, their university status or their, you know, working for a company. And scientists should be the first people out there talking because they're supposedly logical people with intelligence. But they're because they're owned by the government, their paycheck, who butters their bread, they sit there in the corner and don't say a thing. And so anyway, it's a rather disgusting situation. So to all of those scientists out there who are sitting in the corner getting their paycheck and not saying anything, shame on you.
Well, I concur. Shame on you. But, of course, that's not going to change anything, is it, Jim?
No. They just want to get to retirement so they can go golf. And it's a rather disgusting situation. But that's what happens when the government gets in and starts controlling things. That's what would happen if they controlled your health. Nobody would be able to say anything because then you could be hauled off to some psychological ward because of your political beliefs. That's what that's the other aspect of Obamacare.
Of course, that's what they did in the Soviet Union for many, many decades, didn't they?
That's right. That's what the Gulag was all about, or Siberia. You would be hauled off as a psychological patient. And anyway, but
okay. Thank you, Jim. And we'll have you back next year, 2 weeks from today.
Okay, John. Take care. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.